and Brian Finn is back with the main business news. Brian.
Paul, thank you. The economy here continues to show signs of moderation after 5 years of rapid expansion. This is according to business group IBEC, which publishes its latest outlook today. Jared Brady is chief economist and head of national policy with IBEC. The economy came off the boil to a certain extent last year, Jared, on the back of exports falling off, and that saw our GDP falling. It's back to a certain extent. It's solid but unspectacular. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think what we've said this morning is that the growth is moderating compared to what we've probably seen over the last 4 or 5 years. If you look at it, the best indicator in terms of jobs, we added almost 400,000 jobs in 5 years. That's slowing, and we can see it materially slowing. And if you look at the kind of medium term where that's going to go, we think the biggest constraint on continued growth over the next coming years is probably public infrastructure and skills. There's lots happening in the global economy, but here domestically at home, it's connections to things like water, the electricity grid and other things that are going to bind on investment. And that's the biggest barrier we face to continuing growing.
And you've been calling for many years at IBEC for investment in infrastructure. Is there a danger, though, that if we pump too much money into the economy and into these areas, that we might overheat the economy and stoke up inflation again?
I think the danger that we see and we're already seeing is that if you don't do the investment, and there is a chance that investment adds to capacity constraints and adds to pressures in the economy, but if you don't do that investment, then you're going to see a major challenge for a continuing number of years in terms of being able to expand, being able to invest in the economy, just being incapable of doing that because of the lack of infrastructure. So we think it's a risk that we have to take and that we have no choice of taking, that ultimately we will end up with capacity constraints in either way.
Capacity constraints in the housing sector too. I see from your report you're recommending that we might need up to 60,000 units a year to keep pace with demand. I think the official targets are moving up towards 50,000 now. But at that level, again, are we in danger of overbuilding perhaps?
I think the labour is there to do it. I think the biggest challenges are probably in the planning system and not just in housing, but we also see it throughout the system in terms of both large-scale infrastructure projects, transport infrastructure. You can see it in schools and elsewhere as well, across the board, infrastructure challenges. The best solution to that is to invest in skills and invest in training. And we've a $2 billion surplus sitting in the National Training Fund paid for by employers that the government really needs to make a move on in the budget in a move of scale to be able to deliver the skills that would take that capacity constraint away from some of those sectors.
Just to look at looking at the economy, to get a better assessment of what's happening on the ground, we tend to look at areas like employment and consumer spending, domestic demand. Are they holding up to, they held up pretty well for the last few years. Are they continuing to do so, or is there any sign of faltering there?
Yeah, I think the employment number is probably the best number we have, and we have about 100,000 people added a year for the last 4 years. We're probably down towards 50,000 now this year is our view, that we're starting to see a material slowdown. It's not unexpected though. We're seeing that both globally. Interest rates have gone up. The whole point of interest rates going up was to slow inflation by slowing the economy. And that's what we're seeing out there at the moment.
On foreign direct investment, signs of a slowdown internationally, but also signs of a slowdown here in the Irish economy too, a sector that we would have relied on heavily for many years. Is that a flashing red light?
It is, and it's tied again back to those capacity constraints in infrastructure. It's also tied to more trade uncertainty in the global economy, more uncertainty in the run-up to the US election in November. And we also see this major challenge over the coming years that's already binding on investment. The competition for investment is much more intense now than it has been in recent years, because large countries like the US, the UK and others are investing far, far more in subsidies to try and keep their big industries at home rather than investing in countries like Ireland.
Jared Brady, chief economist with IBEC. Thank you very much.